One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the instant match reaction after Liverpool beat Bournemouth by 4-0 away at the Vitality Stadium to go top of the table, at least for a couple of hours. I'm joined today, as you can see, by Mr. Tom Dutton. So, Tom, let's talk Mo Salah first and foremost. What a performance from Mo.
He just looks back on it, doesn't he? He's got his pace back, he's got his touch back, he's got everything that we enjoyed about his game last season. He's on the front foot, he's beating defenders to balls that usually they're on top of. He's got the strength. For his hat-trick, the turn of pace to get to, he's like, I'm getting to that
the
ball.
The one where he gets to there before the keeper.
Yeah, and there's so many times where you're like, that ball's gone. He wins us a corner in the left-hand side because he just chases something down. He's fast enough to get there, and it's just nice seeing him back to that level.
Where did, like, for me, I was struggling with the formation today, to be honest with you. You know, I think I settled on 4-2-2-2, like right mid, left mid, with two holding and two up top of Firmino, Salah. What did you think it would have played?
I'm really bad at, like, discerning what those types of things are, just because of, especially with our forward line, it's just so fluid and we like to move around. I think Salah and Bobby were definitely taking up central roles, whether one of them was obviously the second striker, dropping a bit deeper, but they were just alternating. And even sometimes we saw Fabinho got up there and sometimes Keita just went up there and we just dropped in, and it just confuses the hell out of their back line. So it was just really
good. This has got to be a performance, for me anyway, whereby you look at this and go, what a time for this type of performance. You know, got a big game against Napoli in the week. You know, we've come off the back of a tough week, really, with Everton and Burnley. And we needed this. But not only did we get a good performance, we've got probably one of the best attacking performances of the season so far. But we didn't lose any of our defensive shape.
Yeah.
But in an attacking sense, you mentioned the word fluid before. It's a word that we've not said often this season. It's a word that we said every single week last season. But it was there, the interchanging, the little balls around the corner, the 1-2s. It was all there from the front three today.
Yeah, some of the triangles we made, some of the... It was the 1-2-touch play. So you're literally, they're getting the ball, and maybe Fabinho's starting that off in terms of the defence, but Matip was doing it. Every time anyone, the ball came to them, they knew where the pass was going, they knew where the man needed to be, they knew where to stand to create the space. The own goal is created because Robbo gives it back, knows where to go. Firmino, one touch, lets himself get set.
Fabinho,
and then plays it through. That run there, they all know exactly what they're doing. And what are you meant to do to stop that?
Sometimes you look at it and you think it's like watching an orchestra, isn't it? With a conductor, and Jürgen Klopp's the conductor, because, as you mentioned there, that run by Robbo, it's Bosch.
Yeah.
But the ball in between two players by Fabinho is absolute quality. And you see it all the time. We look at it on the stats and tactics, don't we, every week, where they alternate verticals and they move side to side. And it's like someone saying to them, when he goes, you go.
Yeah.
And they all know their job role so well.
It's the different threats that we've got. So we've got Mo Salah over the top. So Shaqiri can play them little dink balls.
He's good at
them. He knows Salah's getting there. We can play to Bobby's feet and do the little 1-2s round the box in the area. We've got Keita now, who's brave enough to play that pass. We've got the fullbacks running up the sides, ready for the crosses. We have so many different angles of attack. What are Bournemouth meant to do? Are they meant to drop in? They've got the back four and then drop in the two defensive mids. Okay, do that and you might stifle us a little bit. What are you doing in attack? There's just not on that. Unless teams can pin us back, like Napoli's going to be the test, but Bournemouth aren't a pushover side. They're doing really well this season, and we made them look like a bottom of the table team.
That's it. And, you know, quite honestly, we've put the pants down in their own ground. They were seventh in the table ahead of Manchester United. That's not saying a lot this season, is it, to be fair? But no, like, I'm taking the piss. Good. They're above Manchester United in the league before today's games. Yeah. They won't be come the end of it. But, you know, they've played well this season. They've had a tough run of games. The confidence will have been lacking a little bit because I think they have had, like, City and Chelsea, us, and maybe United or Arsenal, it might have been, in that run. So they've had a poor month, really. But they're a good side. They're a good footballing side. John Machin said it, though. Unfortunately for them, they're a good footballing side who get beat by better footballing sides. And it was not more evidence than that today. Liverpool were just better in all phases of the pitch. And to be honest, Tom, a lot of that started with Joel Matip at the back.
He was really good today. I enjoyed his performance. It was nice to see his passing. We know he can pass the ball really well and he passed it really crisp, but he got into it. He was making the challenges that we need him to make. He was putting himself about, and if he didn't have the pass on, he wasn't shitting himself and playing it backwards. He was striding forward with the ball, and it was a great run where he gets up the pitch, maybe beats about one or two men. Not with dribbling past them, but space is being created for them, and then he plays it to the right hand side and he gets into the box. He's always looking to be a threat, and like, I love it when Gomez does that really well, and it's nice to see him stepping up in the absence of Gomez.
And that's it. And I think a lot of confidence will come from playing with Virgil van Dijk, you know, since we've seen Matip in the side. You know, he's not really struck up a long standing sort of partnership with Van Dijk, but he'll obviously, he's had a couple of games this week, he'll feel confident that he can push forwards because he's got big Virg behind him. And Virgil wouldn't surprise me if he's encouraging him to go a little bit, because sometimes I think they block off the space for Virgil to run into, whereas there's always one centre-half who always has that little bit of space because you can't cover both of them at the same time without lacking somewhere else. So for me, you know, if they're making sure the Virgil's not going to have the ball, that other centre-half has to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And a couple of times, as you mentioned, he gets the ball, he strides. I mean, he gets the pass into Firmino's feet for the first goal. Yeah. It's probably a 30, 40-yard ball along the floor into Firmino's feet. Firmino, Salah, Firmino, shot, rebound, goal. And it's so easy and so often happens where we just pass the ball quite mundanely at the back.
Yeah.
I know, and you know that there's a reason that Liverpool do that. You're spreading people out, you're trying to see who's going to make a mistake, but sometimes just putting them on the back foot and taking, it's all what packing stats is, isn't it? Taking their entire midfield out with one pass is a good thing.
And there was many ways we'd take their entire midfield out in terms of pressing from the front, and like, I've been one of them, a critic of this half press, not a critic, but I've been like, I'd like to see you do it a bit more, but they're doing it intelligently, and I think you brought that up on last week's Stats and Tactics, and it made me change the way I was thinking about it. For the second goal, where Salah squeezes it in, Bournemouth have got the ball for about a minute there, and then we're intelligently blocking off avenues, making them play it backwards, and then when we've got them cornered, they're like, oh, we've got a little, oh no, Bobby's got it, and then we're away, and all it takes is Salah going by himself, and then that's taking away the midfield, because all he's got is Cook, who had a torrid game, and Aki, who, look, you're coming up against Mo Salah, what are you meant to do? He blocks it, but it goes in, and that was brilliant for me. All around, our game was fantastic.
Listen, let us know in the comments section this one. I'm obviously going to come to Tom on this one now because he's the only person sat with us. What do you make of Mo Salah's celebrations?
It's a strange one, isn't it? And I don't think he's unhappy because, look, he's just scored a hat-trick. The first one, maybe he thinks he's offside. The second one, he's just being clipped on the ankle. He's probably not in the mood to be jumping around. Third one's strange for me. He's just got a hat-trick. And he just walks over to the crowd and he's
like... Is he looking at someone? Do you think that's what it could be? Because he seems to be looking in the same area every time.
Yeah, maybe he's just taking it in. I don't know. I don't think we can look too much. I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but He must be happy.
His football would say that he's happy. He's joint top goal scorer in the Premier League again, isn't he? It wouldn't surprise me if he wins the Golden Boot again this year, because it feels like he's just starting to come into his own. It feels like we've had a period of adaptation whereby he's playing that number nine role now, and he's playing a different role to last season, and he's having to learn, and he's having more defenders put the body weight onto him, so he's probably had a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
It felt today like when the ball was going to him and one of their defenders was on him, wasn't dwelling on it as much. It was very much control pass before they had chance to really put their body weight onto him. So I think there is an adaptation that he's having, but also that you mentioned it before, that running behind, doesn't matter if we're on the edge of their area, we're still attempting it, and he's got the pace to beat them over 1 yard, and he's got the pace to beat them over 20 yards, and that's the difference, isn't it? It's fast, but he's got quickness as well.
I love seeing like wingers converted into, not many wingers I think can do that. Like, you wouldn't think of Shaqiri, obviously he's playing a deeper role for us, You wouldn't say put him up top. But, like, I'm not equating Mo Salah to Thierry Henry, but I sort of kind of am. They've just gone, OK, he's brilliant there, let's move him in and make him... OK, he's ripping the fullback for fun. Can he do that with the big, burly centre-halves? Oh, he can. Oh, let's do that then. If we're nullifying their best defender because our best attacker's there, put our second best attacker on the wing and then put our fullback on the wing, just destroy, nullify every single defensive avenue they have. And then what? I mean, there's not many defenders who can stand up to Mo Salah on the best of days. Like,
no, there isn't. And another fella who had another good performance today was Fabinho, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, we've seen him grow in confidence over the last few weeks, you know, but he's a real standout performer again today, isn't he? And it sounds mad to think your DM is a standout in a 4-0 victory, but certainly felt like he stifled them so often.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying seeing him now being comfortable on the ball, as you say, and be just the confidence that he's taken from the last few games. And you're seeing him, again, it's not dwelling on the ball, it's being fast with his passing and knowing where to put it. He knows where players are going to run now. And that must have been a big thing, is where are my teammates going to be? Where are the runs going to be? Because that one, you can only play that one-touch football if you know what the other, yeah, what your teammates are going to do. Otherwise, and it's a hard position to do that in. You can't give the ball away in that position, and he very, very rarely does it. His tackling's great. There was a great point where they're playing it on the wing, and he just blocks it. And imagine his shadow must be like four times the size of any other player's shadow, because his legs are that big. And you stood up there and you're like, oh, I'll just flick around the corner. No, his leg's there. I'll flick it over his head. No, he's taller than me. He's just a beast.
Yeah, and it was really key, actually, I suppose, from Klopp, and the selection was much changed. We've not spoken about it. Obviously, there was a talk before the game. Is Fabinho going to be right back, or is Milner going to be right back? And I think you saw probably why Fabinho was the centre midfielder, because everything that was going through the centre of the park, him and Wijnaldum dealt with aplomb, didn't he? And as you mentioned, you know, he's starting to hit balls over the top. I think of that one where he gets it to Mo Salah by hitting it up in the air. You probably actually like him to hit it a little bit further ahead.
Yeah.
But he's got a good range of passion on him, Fabinho. And, you know, another outstanding performer on the day, for me anyway, Andy Robertson, Tom. I've literally lost for words when talking about this man now.
Every time you listen to him do an interview, every time you watch him play, he gives his all constantly. 85th minute, he's running down the wing. He's got the skill, he's got the dedication, he's got everything that you want in a player. And we used to be worried about our left-back position. We were worried about it for ages, and he comes in and we're like, maybe not. And he's just gone, no, I'll make it my own and I'll do more with it. And some games you watch him and you're like, how do you have the energy in your legs? How do you have the tenacity?
It's tired watching him.
Yeah. And that's the big change with, look, Moreno's a good player on his day, but the big change for me, Andy Robertson just goes at people. Someone loses the ball and he knows he's got the cover and Virgil van Dijk, bang, onto them, and we win a throw, or they get a throw higher up the pitch. It's not dangerous. And he just stops everything. And you're right, you've run out of things to say because you say it every game.
It's mad, isn't it? Like, and then, you know, listen, we're top of the table as it stands now. It's over to Manchester City, really, isn't it? They've got a huge game, but this is what Liverpool have got to do. This is our only option this season. Is we know that Manchester City are good. We've just got to go and be better. You know, and you know, we've had the best Premier League start we've ever had. That's probably one of the best performances this season, Tom. Manchester City, if they're not already, should know that Liverpool are serious, serious, serious title contenders.
And you know what? We were last season. I think they were obviously scared of us last season, but they were so far ahead of us in the league. But they were scared of us in the Champions League with good reason, and we showed it. And every time we come up against them, it's either close or we edge it. And that's brilliant for me, is that they're worried about coming up against us 1v1. And now they're thinking they're just as good as we are at putting other teams to bed. And like, it's one of the best. I'm so happy we've got Pep Guardiola and that City team, Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool. We've got all these other amazing teams. Arsenal are playing well now. We've got Spurs, just in the most competitive league. And Liverpool are just going, yeah, well, we're better than you. These amazing teams and managers, and Liverpool are better than them all. And on par with Man City, who are the best team in Europe. So it bodes well, man.
One final question before we go, Tom. It came to me as you were talking then. I think about Mauricio Sarri and I think about the job that he's done at Chelsea. You know, changing that style of football, that's an incredible coaching job. Yeah. I think about Unai Emery at Arsenal. I think he's done a really incredible coaching job, especially after the longevity of Arsene Wenger prior to him. Is Klopp's up there with changing a counter-attacking side who were leaky at the back? Is that just as good a coaching job as them into this side that is actually... I said it at the start of the season, I felt Liverpool were better set up for European football than dominating teams down the league. The way the Klopp's get them set up now, we're almost made for Premier League football. You know, we're made to win the Premier League. Is that just as good a coaching job as these other guys?
Yeah, for sure. And he's doing it at a higher level and he's doing it consistent. Like, there's been times where maybe Chelsea have had an off day, where Arsenal have had an off day. Liverpool are having off days, but they're not mattering. We're winning games and to me, that it's not just the coaching job, it's the belief that he instills in this team. It's the belief that he's instilled in the fans to don't leave before we beat Everton in the last minute. Don't leave before these things. We're sticking with it together. This team is never going to give up, ever going to give up. And for me, that's an even better job because he's galvanised everything. Every single player in that squad, even though Mo Salah doesn't look like he's happy, they'll be celebrating in the changing rooms. Everyone will be high-fiving. He'll put an Instagram post up thanking everyone and he'll be made up. They'll get. And now we've got Napoli coming and what bigger stage to take it to than that?
Champions League, do or die for qualification into the latter part of the competition. It's going to be a massive, massive week. One final question, was Fabinho's performance Mourinho or more fab today?
Oh, it was fab. That was just the way. Who said that?
Martin Tyler. Absolute cockwomble. Thanks very much for watching the Instant Match Reaction. Tom, thanks very much for joining me. Sorry for all your work behind the camera. Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to Red Men TV on YouTube, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.